Nudged presents Max Champion and the Great Race Car Robbery by Alexander McCall Smith. Narrated by Sir Timothy Ackroyd. Chapter 1. This is the story of Max Champion and a great thing he did. Max is the hero of this tale because that is what he was, by nature and by deed. A hero. His full name was Max George Henry William Champion. But nobody needs that many names, and so he was simply called Max. He lived with his mother, who was called Molly, and his grandfather, Augustus Monty Champion, known as Gus. Their home was at the end of a track on the edge of town. It was not a large house. In fact, it was rather small, only having three tiny rooms and an outside shack. This meant there was a bedroom for Molly, one for Max, and a room that was used for everything else, including cooking and washing. Baths were taken in a tin tub behind a curtain. There was no hot tap, and so water was heated on the stove before being poured into the tub. It was all rather simple, but it was a comfortable tub, and nobody complained. Grandfather Gus lived in a small shed in the backyard. Max had offered him his room, and said that he would take the shed instead, but Grandfather Gus simply shook his head and said he would not hear of it. "I slept in all sorts of places in my younger days," he said. "I've slept in tents and igloos. I've slept in haystacks and caves. I don't mind a shed one little bit. In fact, I think this is one of the most comfortable places I've ever slept in my life." The Champion family did not have much money. Grandfather Gus had a small garage, where he had worked for as long as anybody could remember. This garage was right next to the house, which meant he did not have far to walk to get to work. It was always surrounded by the old cars Gus fixed. These cars belonged to people who could not afford newer cars, and it was only through Gus's efforts that they were kept going at all. "If only I could buy better tools," said Gus. "Then I could fix some of the more modern cars too." He sighed. It was not easy fixing these old cars, but it was his work, and he did it as cheerfully as he could. The Champion family was not the sort of family who complained.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?